November 1st was the first observance of an Arkansas state holiday honoring the late publisher John H. Johnson. Member station KUAR news intern Kelly Connolly has details.
The holiday was created to support the John H. Johnson Museum in southeast Arkansas and give the public an opportunity to learn about an Arkansas native who created what, at one time, was the biggest black-owned publishing company in the world. Angela Courtney, curator for John H. Johnson Day, says the date was significant.
His iconic Ebony magazine was created November 1st in 1945, and that's why the Friends of John H. Johnson Museum used November 1st as the date to launch John H. Johnson Day.
Johnson also published Jet Magazine and was the founder, publisher, chairman, and CEO of Johnson Publishing Company. He was a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1996. Courtney says Johnson was willing to publish stories that gave Black Americans a voice, dedicating stories to their experiences.
He brought different images that were not only positive images, but he curated stories and gave Black America a voice, and not only for Black America, but for white America to see Black America in a positive light.
Courtney says Johnson willingly chose to publish stories that other publishers would not touch. Those included sensitive photos that reflected the issues that African Americans faced.
Martin Luther King, images of the march on Washington. He captured Emmett Till when he was murdered as a child by white supremacists. And he showed images of his body being distilled and brutalized so that America can see the shame that America has caused on a child.
Courtney says part of the purpose of John H. Johnson Day and the events is to give hope to Arkansas residents.
We want people to realize that someone of greatness came from a very rural, poor part of the state, symbolizing that you can be all that you seek to be when you are positive and you are keeping your dream at the forefront with integrity.
In Little Rock, I'm Kelly Conley.